Hey guys, welcome to my channel. Today I want to talk about how to find the right relationship or the right friendship. And what made me want to do this video is I've always throughout my entire life, I see people in these, unhealthy friendships or, just super unhealthy, toxic relationships. And it just blows my mind because it's completely foreign to me. Like I've always had very, very good friends. And as far as like relationships, I've never had a single toxic or unhealthy relationship. Like I've been very, very fortunate and very lucky and, that I've always just dated really amazing people. Physically they were all over the place, but personality wise, they were the same. And I was talking with a friend of mine the other night and I came to the realization that there's really one thing above anything else that I personally believe influences that and has led to my success in that regard. So are there other factors? Yeah, absolutely. But I believe this is the most important one. So what I do is I cross people off the list very, very quickly. So for example, like let's say dating. When it comes to dating, anytime I've used dating apps in the past, I will just kind of unload the dog shit at the beginning, if you will. So I've got, like a set of questions that I go through, like, oh, what do you like doing in your free time? Trying to match up common interests. Where do you stand politically? Do you want kids or not? All that. And obviously, by doing that, you're going to eliminate your matches left and right. Because you're going to find you're not compatible with a lot of them. And I remember one time I matched with someone a really, really long time ago. And, what they like doing in their free time and what I like doing in their free time. I mean, it was not compatible at all. I mean, it would have been like this. And, I sent a very nice, respectful message. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, but we don't enjoy the same things. I wish you the best of luck. And they responded with something along the lines of, oh, well, that doesn't mean, that we can't be a great couple, everything's about sacrifice. And it's like, yeah, not really. Because the thing is, like, I just feel like a lot of people when it comes to relationships or friendships are basically trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Like, why would you waste your time trying to make something work that you know for a fact is not going to work? Like, let's say you really want kids and, a guy or a girl you're talking to really, really doesn't want kids. Yeah, you guys could have a really good relationship for 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. But eventually, that wanting kids and not wanting kids is going to come to a head and the relationship's going to fall apart. So by forcing that relationship for those few years, you essentially, like, let's say, for example, you were together for 3 years. You just wasted 3 years of their time and you wasted 3 years of your time. When instead, as soon as you realize you guys weren't compatible on that, you could have just crossed each other off the list and moved on to someone who you truly were compatible with. So, like, let's say you're on a dating app or whatever, and you match with 20 people and you wipe 19 of them off instantly just due to, political beliefs or common interests or, whatever it is that happens to be really important to you. Because, again, it comes down to what's important to you. Like me, myself, for example, clingy doesn't bother me. Never has, couldn't tell you why. But I fundamentally understand that clingy bothers most guys to holy hell and back. It will absolutely drive them insane. So again, the question is what really matters to you? The things that really matter to you, you just need to get those off, right from the get-go. Another story I remember a long time ago, there was this guy and he was a gay guy. And he was talking about like this date, that he was going on. He was super excited. And, my friend, I knew that he was a bottom and I'm like, do you bother asking him if he's a top? And he's like, no, why would I ask that? Like, that's inappropriate. I'm like, dude, if he's not a top, why are you wasting your time? Well, lo and behold, they go on a date, so he dedicates an entire evening to this gentleman, spends money on dinner, etc., puts all this time, money, effort, energy into this, Turns out they're both bottoms. Why waste each other's time? Like, think about how much time he wasted on that when it was going to go nowhere to begin with. So what I'm saying is, things that are important to you, cross them off the list. Yeah, it may take you longer to find someone. You may be eliminating matches left and right. Or even when it comes to friends, it may be a lot harder to find friends. However, when you actually find a friend or when you actually find a relationship, it will last for the rest of your life, or at least for a very long time. It'll be a much more like high quality, meaningful, fulfilling relationship or friendship. It's just going to. So I personally believe that's the reason why most people, like a friend of mine at the gym the other day, he said, what did he say? He said, read the warning label. And, you know, he was like, you should do a YouTube video on that. And the example he gave is a friend of his, you know, he met this chick and, you know, she was like, you know, she had on her like Louis Vuitton and Gucci this and like labels all over the place. And then, you know, he ended up being surprised that she was like, you know, just some money grubbing, insert, you know, which word I'm going to say. But it's like, dude, really? How did you not see that coming? So read the warning label, pay attention, cross people off the list, wait and find someone that you are truly compatible with, other than just settling for something that you know is not going to work because you're looking for someone right now, or you're looking for someone to fill the void. Because when you do that, that's when you end up in these, you know, friendships where they're like, oh, F this mother effer and, you know, this piece of shit, or, you know, they're, you know, toxic, abusive, all kinds of crap. So just my humble opinion, that's what's worked for me. I would love to hear your thoughts and stories below. I guess at the end of the day, I'm saying look for high quality people that you're truly compatible with. Don't just settle. Don't try to force things to work that you know aren't going to work. If you did enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, subscribe. You can find me on social media on Instagram and on Facebook at just limitless.masculinity. Hope you have an amazing week. Take care.